I am so excited. I've been telling you about it. I have Vashawn Mitchell on the phone with me. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Randy. Always good to talk to you. So glad that you had time for me today.
I am glad to have you on the phone with me because a lot has been going on in the last couple of years, and in particular the last 16 months when we all got turned topsy-turvy. But you have been still very, very busy.
Yeah, you know, definitely we got put on pause for a minute. I believe some of that pause was for us to get closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, you know, us as artists, we run around and we're so busy being busy to where, you know, we're not able to kind of spend that time with God that he's used to. And it put us back on focus, especially myself, you know, just focusing on hearing his voice and meditating and just, you know, listening to what he's saying, not only for now, but for tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because I can remember during the pandemic, you know, honestly, pretty terrified, but at the same time, having the responsibility of being on the air and to be able to bring comfort and a bit of levity to people was really important. And God told me I had to keep going.
Yeah, that's what he told me as well. Keep going, hear his voice, and encourage and inspire those who may be discouraged in this season to understand that he's still God, he's still on the throne, and he's still watching over us.
Amen to that. So what have you been doing as far as ministry is concerned in the midst of all of this?
Well, you know, I've been learning to minister from home. I've learned how to use my own Pro Tools now and video equipment and all that, you know, to get through the pandemic. And I've still been leading worship, as you know, sometimes in Detroit at Triumph Church,
yep,
traveling. You've been safe, following the protocols that need to be followed. But I've been staying busy. But this is a good busy. So I'm currently in L.A. I just did my first film in over 10 years,
oh, wow,
the last month. So it should be coming out sometime this fall called Due Season. So just continue to kind of move forward into the doors that God is opening up for me.
So you really got serious with the Pro Tools and the cameras and things, like seriously serious.
You know, not only that, but, you know, by not being so busy as I was traveling out the country and all that, I was able to pick up some things that, you know, I laid dormant because, you know, I had some dreams and visions that just wasn't focusing on at the time. So, mm-hmm, you know, I did something crazy. I went back to school. So I'll be finishing my degree in music business in the next few months. And
come
I started putting
on
out my acting reel again. So as you can see, I'm kind of excited about what God has done through this tragedy.
Yeah.
He's also birthed a vision, birthed a newness and a fresh wind in some of our ministries.
That is amazing. Well, you have a brand new song. It's called Lifted Up. And my goodness, the first time I heard it, I was like, this is kind of vintage Vashawn right here.
Yes, yes. I was hearing throughout the pandemic and throughout everything that's going on, and I wanted to do music that would just encourage people and push them back to Christ,
mm-hmm,
and to understand that, you know, he's lifted up, he's on the throne, and he shall reign forever. Those are messages that we can always depend on and lean on in trying times in our life. And it got a little upbeat to it,
mm-hmm,
and I wanted to purposely kind of bring back the choir sound,
yes,
that a lot of people have forgot about, because we all, myself and most artists, you can see a name, come out of singing in a choir. So,
mm-hmm,
It's just a fresh sound. It's upbeat. It's something you can vibe to in the car, but it also is pushing you back to the source and not the resource, and that is to God.
Here we go.
It's Vashawn Mitchell, Lifted Up, on the Detroit Praise Network. I have my brother on the phone right now. And Vashawn, I always say that if they can sing it in church, then this is a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the first time,
yeah,
I actually heard Triumph actually sing this song, I'm like, yes, yes.
Amen, amen.
And I do love the fact that the choir sound is, and I hate to say making a comeback because it's never gone anywhere, but
yeah,
getting back on the radio because it's so important. And I keep saying this, I've said this to a few people this week, it's something about a choir that can set the tone for worship more than anything else. And they could just sway and start humming and you can get into worship.
Yeah, it is a collaboration of togetherness. You know, sopranos, altos, tenors, just the choir swaying back and forth together, encouraging each other, vibing on each other, that is actually contagious.
Yeah.
And people feel it through the computer, through the cell phone, and in the building, because that sound is like the backbone of gospel music.
Yeah.
And I was telling someone the other day, I was like, I enjoy the Stella so much because sometimes we forget that our genre is one of the only ones that has so many subgenres within itself.
Yeah,
from
for
choir
sure.
to traditional to praise and worship to hip hop to soloist, it is all in one that comes together to make this mass sound for God.
Well, speaking of the Stellars, you were there, and all the pictures I saw, and you look really good, by the way. My brother looked really
thank
good.
You. Thank you. I got to dress up after 16 months, so I was like, we're going to dress up.
Oh, I know, and I think that everybody did the same thing. It was like, ooh, we get to come out of the sweatpants? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the vibe like?
You know what? It was great. I think the best vibe was all the artists coming together after so long of not seeing each other. So you saw the love, the hugs, the waves across the room, the singing to each other. It was really, really great. And the energy was amazing.
I can almost imagine what that felt like. It's like a class reunion of sorts after being away from each other for so long. And I know it's going to be on BET on August 1st. Will we see you?
I am presenting. Me and my brother Anthony Brown present together again, and it was good. So I'm not singing this year, but it was definitely good to be a part of the show once again and to just embrace the next generation, too. There's a lot of new artists, a lot of fresh sounds that I believe that this world is definitely ready for.
So if you were to say who you want to work with next...
Oh, you know what? There's so many great artists out there. I'm going to say I want to work with a young artist, Rich Tolbert. I believe Rich Tolbert is amazing. He's an amazing pen, and he's birthing a sound that's going to be here forever. I was telling him that, you know, his music actually has helped me through this pandemic, and I'm sure it's been blessing so many others. And I think new artists need to hear that as well. As they're putting out music that's not always about charts and about awards.
Yes.
But it's really about what the music is focused to do that is doing that. And that is inspiring the generation and inspiring the world.
Absolutely. Well, it is a pleasure catching up with you, Vashawn Mitchell. And how can they find you on social media?
Always a pleasure speaking to you. Listen, everyone, contact me, VashawnMitchell.com. I'm Vashawn Mitchell, VashawnMitchell Mitchell on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and sometimes Snapchat. Stay in touch with me. We're doing some great things and big things to come.
Absolutely, positively. And they can get your new single as well?
New single is available anywhere you stream your music. Go get it, stream it, check it out, and let it bless your life.
Thank you so much. You know I love you, right?
I do, and I love you much, and I'll see you very soon.